As has been stated prior, sometimes new tea happens somewhat randomly around here. The day the first test blend of this was created had been a pretty bad one for me. By the time Mr. T got home, I could barely form words, the pain was so bad. I certainly had no concept of food. It wasn't that I wasn't hungry, I was fairly certain that I was, I just couldn't think about it. And not just because of the levels of nausea that come with that kind of pain. Mr. T figured out that the reason things had gotten so bad so swiftly was that I'd botched my remember to pain mitigate checks for the latter half of the day. We fixed that, and after a little bit, things eased down enough that I could use my brain again, at least enough to start checking in with my body and see what it wanted to eat. What it wanted was tea, which you'd think would be fine, as we have a lot of tea here. Unfortunately, it wanted a very specific tea. A tea I hadn't actually made yet. So I headed into the kitchen, grumbling a bit about the sheer level of fixation my mind is capable of, and started pulling out ingredients. Blended a small test batch and put a cup on to steep. It was perfect. I'm guessing the fixation came from the fact that my body probably wanted vitamin C, and my first thoughts for that craving are rose hips and tomatoes. And it wanted spicy, which I associate with painkilling, and rose is just a wonderful flavor and scent. I'm not particularly skilled at relaxing, but the scent and tastes of roses helps me try. The tea was wonderful, and exactly what I needed that evening. It helped ease me closer towards wanting food, and improved the evening immensely. As I was blending it, I'd been thinking about names. There's a particular sort of pain fugue where ideas come relatively easily, though that ease is paired with my capacity to fixate on things a bit too strongly. Briar Rose was the first idea to stick. A conversation with the Mother of Danes eventually refined that into Spindle's Bite. Spindle's Bite contains fair trade black tea, rose hips, chili flakes, and rose petals. All organic, per usual. A batch is 4 ounces, which is approximately 35 to 40 cups of tea. You can purchase it as loose tea in a sample bag or tin, or as tea bags, where you can get either a single tea bag, a sample, or a full batch that is a bag of tea bags. And this one is available in both our personal shop and our Etsy store. One last note, this tea is fairly spicy. Too spicy for Mr. T. It is heat with flavor, but it is heat.